Blog Talk Radio.
I was meant to be the very light of my life. There'll be no eternal peace. Nothing with from the ocean sweep me off my feet. Then my heart will be refined for the open sea.
Hi, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine on Blog Talk Radio, and you're just listening to Kev Rowe. And he's got great music out there. If you would like to hear more of his music, he's kevrowe.bandcamp.com. And anyway, so I'd like to welcome you to my new show. I have had a show on Ustream for quite some time now and decided to give the Blog Talk Radio a chance. So I see I already have a couple of people on hold for calls. I am taking calls today, and I will be answering questions. So if you have questions, feel free to call in. And I will be answering those questions today. Just a little bit about what's going on today, energetically-wise, numerology-wise, planetary-wise. We just went through a huge full moon, which was called the Storm Moon. And you may have felt a lot of tensions, disagreements going on in the beginning part of the week and so forth, all leading up to that moon. And, you know, Libra, this full moon is in the sign of Libra, and Libra always wants balance and flow. But the other planets that were in conjunction with Libra at this time, Mars was one, which is the warrior planet, and Uranus, which is taking surprise action, you know, which we saw happen with the Secretary of State John Kerry making a surprise visit to the Middle East on Tuesday, March 26th. So Mars, you know, was in a stressful square with Pluto this week, and Pluto represents the volcano energy, and this could have brought up issues that you could no longer keep at bay. The good news is today's energy has shifted, and we have a triple conjunction today with the Sun, Venus, and Uranus, which brings new solutions, the planet Uranus, and when the Sun, which brings light to those solutions, which can be a benefit for all of us. So what a perfect day for this show to be happening. So, you know, this astrological conjunction today it represents that you are supported where you are, that unknown mystery has pure potential, and that the place to find the unknown is the quiet space in your mind. So that being said, just looking at the month of March itself, which is a 9-month, which is about finishing old business and clearing out old things, because in April, just in a few days, we're coming into a number one month, which is new beginnings. So if you have anything going on in your life, you know, this month that you can finish up in the next couple of days or maybe even a week as we go into April, it's really a good time to be doing that. And that can be emotional releasing. It can be finishing up old contracts or business. You know, if you have any projects that you've been working on, get those finished up now. And letting go of old limitations of the past, so that opens up the energy to bring your dreams to life, which comes with the one energy. You know, it's also a great time to do your spring cleaning, and it really is a symbolic but important thing to do spring cleaning. You know, it's sort of has gone by the wayside for a lot of people. You know, it was a tradition in many households, on a certain time of year or the first day of spring even to do spring cleaning and, you know, scrub the floors and change the curtains and just get everything sparkly clean and tidy. And if you have things that have been laying around that you haven't used in a while, or, you know, you've got a picture that somebody has given you for a gift 10 years ago and you've always disliked that picture, you know, now's the time to let it go with love. Release it to the universe, put it back into the flow of things, and that creates the flow for things to come back to you. So unclutter your house, your office, your business, if any of that applies, because by uncluttering the physical, it helps to unclutter the emotional parts of your life, and it opens up those doorways for new and exciting things to come in, which, you know, is part of my topic today of stepping into your light. And what is your light? What is it that are you shining your light brightly? Is your light dimmed or been dulled by life, by, you know, a job that you don't like or a relationship that really should have ended a long time ago, or perhaps just a relationship that needs to be refreshed? So I'll be taking your questions today. And you can pretty much ask me. I'm open to pretty much anything today as far as questions goes. We don't have to necessarily stick to the topic of stepping into your light. But if you would like to have some guidance in that area, then please feel free to, go in that direction. But I will be taking other questions today as well. So if you have something pertinent or important that you need some guidance with, then feel free to come on the line and ask your question, and I will be happy to answer questions for you today. So, just a little bit about the light and stepping into the light. You know, we've just started springtime officially about a week ago here in the States, and as springtime arrives, it naturally brings more physical light to us, which revives our energy levels and just helps us get into that spring spirit and sort of renew energy and a fresh step. You know, we all feel good in the spring. And I think for the most part, whether you're, on the East Coast or the West Coast or in Canada, Canada may not be having springtime weather exactly yet, but you'll have it soon, just like we here in the Northeast are just starting to experience it now. So, it's all a great conjunction together with the numerology and astrologically what's going on and the spring itself is switching, changing on the calendar now. So it's a great time for cleaning things out and starting new beginnings and, looking forward to some new and interesting things happening. So I am going to take my first caller because I've had some callers on hold for quite some time here, and I am going to 626. Area code and the last four digits 5429. And this is Frank, who I spoke with for a few minutes before the show started. Hi, Frank, are you there?
Yes, well, thank you, Cynthia. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. How are you today?
Great, just great. Just enjoying the Southern California weather. It's in the mid 70s.
Oh, that's fabulous. I envy you. We're in the 40s here on the East Coast, but the spring flowers are starting to bloom, so it's looking starting to look a little more like spring. Which
That's
is
great.
It is great. It's always nice to see. As much as I love winter, I love to see the spring come as well. So now, Frank, tell me a little bit about what you have going on. I know you have a question today.
Yes, I'm involved in a legal issue. It's been going on for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with my parents' estate against a sibling. And anyway, we have an upcoming trial on the 20th, and I'd like to know what the energy is around the case with myself and the opposing party and my attorney.
Okay. Now, I feel like that there's a lot of anger on the side of the side of the opposing party around this estate issue. Is that correct?
I think so. I haven't seen them in over 4 years.
Okay. Okay. So this could just be what I'm picking up energetically from them. And now, is this a brother?
Actually, it's my sister.
A sister. Okay, but is she's married?
No, she's not married. She used to
be. Because I'm picking up a male energy around this situation. That's why I asked if it was a brother and if she were married. It could be that she's having a male influence her, because I do feel like that there's male energy influencing this particular case on the party, the opposing party's side. So it could be that her attorney is a male, and that's where the influence is coming from. For some reason, that's come through. I don't know why it's important. Just something to stick in the back of your head at this point. I do see that the case will be coming to a close, and that I'm not so sure everybody's going to be happy about the final settlement. I feel like that there may end up being a ruling from the judge rather than an agreement prior to going before the judge, because I see the judge, and so it seems like you're going to have to go before the judge to get this settled. I don't really see that it will be settled out of court. And it seems like you will have to proceed to go in front of the judge, but you will get a settlement. I want to say that you'll have news. I don't feel that you're going to have news right, perhaps the date of the trial, and I'm not sure if it's because the trial will go for a period of several days. I'm hearing the number 3, which could mean 3 days. The trial could go for 3 days, or you may have a decision in 3 days, but I'm hearing the number 3. So keep that in mind, number-wise. And, you know, where it could be 3 days for the trial to take place, or 3 days and you'll have a decision, okay? But it seems like that the settlement could be, it won't be immediately. It seems like that there will be some type of a holding period, or some type of time lapse between disbursement of the estate. Is there a sale involved with property?
Not at this point. There might be. I'm not sure. Depends on the outcome.
Okay. Because I'm hearing, like I said, that there could be a delay in the disbursement of monies, which could be related to around the sale of a property or a settlement of a property, say if one party is going to take the property over the other. So I don't see money being exchanged immediately. It seems like that it's going to take a little bit of time for all the things to fall into place, all the letters to fall into place, so to say.
Okay.
But I do see it coming to a resolution. But for all the pieces to fall into place, you know, once everything is finally said and done, you know, it's going to be a process. There's going to be a step and a step and a step and a step. You know, it's just not going to be with the judge's gavel, everything done. Then you're going to have, there's going to be work to do after, you know, the agreements are made. Okay, so whether that's dividing property or settling property or things like that, and that will take place in a matter, you know, it'll be steps to get to the finish point. But I think it could drag on through the end of the year, depending on how willing the other party is to work this out, or depending if property is being exchanged, so to say. But, you know, I feel that he's confident that this will be completed before the end of this year. And the outcome looks good.
Okay.
The outcome on your end looks good.
Okay, great. Wow, I was going to ask you, how does it look? And, wow, you snuck that in there. Great.
Okay.
Good. Wow, you're very detailed. First time I've spoken to you. Thank you so much. Wow.
Well, you're very welcome, and I wish you the best of luck. And, you know, look for the show again, and call in and let me know how you made out.
Definitely so. I will. I'll hold on to your number and your name, and thank you so much. Many blessings, Cynthia.
Thank you. Many blessings to you as well, Frank.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Frank, for calling in from Southern California. You know, it's interesting how things can turn out. And, you know, we always want to know what's going to happen. That's part of the human condition. It makes us, you know, tense and nervous about, oh, my God, you know, what if this happens out of this case scenario, or what if this happens? And we have such a hard time living in the moment. And, you know, of course we have to prepare our lives when we're dealing with things like Frank, for example, with a family estate and things like that. And sometimes we just get so caught up in getting the resolution that we forget to be present in every day. So, you know, just would like everybody to take a moment wherever you are and take a nice deep breath and feel your body. Realize that wherever you are in your life, it's okay. Things change. Even if you are feeling you're in the worst place you could possibly ever be in, you know, it's only temporary. And if you're in the best place that you can be in, enjoy it in the moment. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller, and it's area code 631, last four digits 9262.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Hi, you're welcome. This is Cynthia. Who am I speaking with?
Sandra from New York.
Sandra?
Yes.
From New York. Oh, so you're having the same kind of weather we're having here.
I certainly am. When you said it's the East Coast, I'm like, yes, I share that. I'm jealous, too, that Frank's enjoying the 70s.
Right. But, you know, we'll have it before long, and know, the daffodils and the crocuses and everything are in bloom, so it's all good, although it was a rough February and March for us.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Are you in New York State or down just south near New York City?
No, I'm actually in Long Island, New York.
Oh, Long Island. Oh, so you've really gotten hit with some big stuff.
Yeah, I'm in Long Beach, so I really got hit with some big stuff.
Yeah, so you really got hit
with
some big storm stuff.
I'm not even really seeing, like, anything bloom yet, and, you know, I'm hopeful for it, you know. I'm like, after everything that went through and the salt kind of cleansed everything, I'm really hopeful to see, you know, a little bit of green and some flowers come back.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, you guys were really ravaged. So I hope it comes back for you soon as well, you know.
If it doesn't come back, I'll be planting it within my own place.
Planting new. There you go.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
That's, you know, it's a great time to start thinking about that, you know. And because, you know, planting you know, new things is like not only it represents planting new things in your life, not just new things in your garden.
That's right.
So it's a really good thing to do. So Sandra, did you have a question for me today?
I do. You know, I had a really painful breakup about 3 years ago, and I have to say that it kind of dimmed my light a little bit in the love area. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of changed the way I think about things today. And I've done a lot of forgiveness work and just a lot of work around it. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that I'm going to have like a positive relationship coming into my life. Sometimes I feel a little gun-shy now. So I'm hoping that you could maybe give me some good news about someone positive and healthy coming into my life.
Okay. Well, I feel like you have done a lot of really fantastic work on yourself and in the area of healing.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm going to ask you, when you say you've done forgiveness work, have you forgiven yourself?
You know, that's probably been the hardest person to forgive, believe it or not. You know, you're always thinking about forgiving someone else. But, yeah, I've done a lot of work with that, too, because I guess at some point I realized that I didn't kind of forgive myself for the choices or things that I had done. I've done some work there, too. I
mm-hmm.
hope I'm good. But, you know, we're forever a project.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a really good way to look at it because, you know, life is a forever ongoing project. You know, it's nothing ever stops or changes, you know, until we return back to spirit. And then it continues just in a different form, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you.
Sure.
Because I'd like a little bit of clarity. I see a pretty clear picture. I feel that there was some betrayal here. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I want you to understand that, you know, I like the fact that you have owned your choice in the person. Okay?
Yes, I do.
And I feel like that you really have learned a lot from that and from your choices. And I can understand you being gun-shy, afraid of making those same choices again. I feel like, you know, you can be attracted to guys who tend to be a little bit suave. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, he was. He definitely was. I don't know if
okay.
so much everyone else was, but he definitely
okay.
was. He was charming
okay.
in a very suave way.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, it's interesting how different words come up around different people. And for him, I get the word suave, you know, which that's not a word that you can use with all guys.
Right.
So that being said, okay, I just want to get a little bit more information here. Okay, so what I'm seeing is what we have is the business of the heart, okay? And this could represent, you know, real business, but I'm seeing it as business of the heart. The card I'm looking at is two people come together with a woman above with a big heart in front of her and hearts and monies all over the trees. So what this represents to me is something coming in that could bring lucrative, it could be a lucrative business proposition, so to say. So this could be someone with money, okay? Coming in, and I see agreements being made. That being said...
Or maybe it's somebody that I make money with, like in a business sense?
Well, I mean, we're focused on the love area right now. If you
okay.
do have any business things going on, it's possible that, you know, this is could relate to this as well, but, you know, being focused on the relationship area, I'd like to stay on that area.
Okay.
I do see that there is some restriction, though, on your part, and that you're not having a lot of joy in your life. Does that make
As
sense?
As of right now, yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that's an area that I would focus on, okay, to really figure out what makes you happy. Because when you're happy, you're going to attract a higher level a relationship to you. Okay? So, you know, so I would really do some soul searching about really what brings you joy and what makes you happy, okay? And you know, I think that that's going to help you bring in, say, you know, Mr. Right or Mr. Better, okay? Because
yeah.
You still have this shield up with these warriors. They're going, no, you know, they've got their hands up and, you know, they're holding off the men on the other side of the hill, okay? So
I was kind of worried about that, too.
Yeah, energetically, I see you're holding this off, okay? You know, you're still a little bit in survival mode, which is understandable. But you know, ask your guides to help you get through this and show you what the next best step is for you to take.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds positive. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You know, you're almost there. It's just now figuring out what brings you joy. And, you know, when you can get into that space of positive joy and let go, you know, let down some of the barriers, then, you know, the relationship will come and it'll be good. But, you know, look for the red flags. And if you see the red flags, don't be afraid to walk away because there's always somebody else waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I think I've learned that one.
It's a tough one to learn.
Sometimes you have to go through things.
But
for the wiser and for the better now. So.
Yeah, you are, and you've done really great work, and you know, you're on your way for sure.
Thank goodness.
You're welcome. All right, Sandra, I have got another
thank you
caller
so much.
I want to pick up before we finish. I wish you
the best. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You as well.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Cynthia. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'd like to see if you have any idea if I have a love life coming in.
I'm sorry, are you on a cell phone?
I'm on Skype.
Okay, it's breaking up.
Okay.
Can you try it again? We just have a couple minutes. What? Tell me your name.
Joe.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Joe. Go ahead. Fire away. I heard love life.
Love life.
Okay. What's your question?
Do you see a love life coming in? Any sort of romance coming up in the next couple weeks?
In the last couple of weeks?
Or just anything. Do you see any love life?
Okay, I feel like it's been a while for you. And I feel like we only have 90 seconds, so we have to make it really quick. I'm sorry. I feel like it's been a while for you to be in a committed relationship. Is that right?
Well, depending on what your definition is. Go ahead.
What's that? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
So I feel like you have intentionally stepped out of, we've got 60 seconds left. I feel that you've intentionally stepped out of the relationship arena, and until you put your toe back in the water, the relationship won't come.
Well, I am putting my toe in the water. I'm just wondering when it's coming.
Okay. Again, I'm hearing you could meet somebody new in the next 3 weeks. That being said, I don't think it will be the only fellow. I think there will be two. So don't get hung up on the first guy. Keep your options open, okay?
Okay.
And go from there. But would you work outside the home? Okay. Yes. This could be something. We've got 10 seconds. Call me back. I'll be back on next week. I'll actually be on Ustream at 7 o'clock. You can message me through Facebook or on the chat.
And, when you're on the phone, it doesn't hang up, though.
Finish your question. Sorry?
When you're on the phone doesn't hang up. The show hangs up. The phone doesn't.
Oh, we're still on. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. All right, cool. Well, I didn't close the show. The show is, I'm not sure. I think it's off the air.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Okay, yeah, it is. I'm not going to end it because I don't know if we'll disconnect. This is my first go at the blog talk. I've been on Ustream for about 6 months, and I'm having trouble with it. So I decided to try blog talk to see if it was better service than the Ustream.
I think so. I mean, I know a lot of people that listen to Blog Talk, so.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of technical problems with the Ustream, so as much as people like to see me as well, I think the value of being able to call in is, higher value than being able to see me on video, personally.
Yeah.
But, people like to see you.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway. But, so we can keep chatting for a few minutes because I've got a short time before my next show.
I met someone a couple days ago, but